I have to stop for a second.
Log Talk Radio.
Go ahead, talk.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever. The health guru and dear friend Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide. And that includes
Joyce, Barry,
you.
And friends. The number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Coach Joyce, to be your life coach. I would love to work with you one-on-one, just as I love engaging with you all around the globe. Folks, what a show today. What a guest today. And my fabulous audience, thank you for being with us and listening to this extraordinary show, which is promising to be good for your health. And you might want to share it with everyone as well. It's on marijuana, hemp, and CBD, the truth without the hype. There's not much going around today in the way of news where we get the truth and nothing but the truth, and today it's the truth without the hype. There are a lot of questions and confusion about marijuana, hemp, and CBD. For example, are these products legal? What is the difference between the three? Are the claims of miraculous healing and relief from pain really true? If you or a loved one is in pain or in need of healing, or if you are concerned about the opioid epidemic, join us as our health guru, Beverly Nadler, covers this all-important subject and separates fact from fiction. Beverly Nadler, one of my favorite authors, one of my most special friends, one of the most brilliant people on health that I always listen to, always have my pad and pen ready to take notes. So the floor is yours. Thank you. Thank you, Joyce. I'm excited about this show because, quite frankly, I've been receiving material about hemp and CBD for several years, and I looked at a lot of the things kind of haphazardly. I'm taking a number of wonderful supplements that I love. I'm in good health, but I had a feeling there was something really important about this. And lately, not only am I receiving information about hemp and CBT for health,
but as one of the most important investments financially that people can make, because they expect that this is going to be one of the biggest product explosions of this century. And from what I'm reading and what I'm observing and some people I've talked to, I think they're right. Because our interest today is primarily in the health benefits. But I do want to tell you the differences between them and also some very fascinating facts about hemp that I certainly didn't know. And let's begin with understanding now. I just want to say there are many companies that are jumping on the bandwagon, and they're creating and marketing hemp and CDB health products. And I believe that that's where a lot of confusion comes in, because it's massive amounts of material to read, and then and a lot of it does sound like hype, but a lot of what sounds like hype actually is true. But let me first give you the difference between them. Marijuana is a recreational drug, and it's illegal in most states, although sometimes it is prescribed for medicinal purposes, and then they call it medicinal marijuana, such as to relieve pain for cancer patients. It contains tetrahydrocannabinol, wonderful word. It's known commonly as THC, and that is the substance in marijuana that gets you high. And it is primarily used, as I said, as a recreational drug, but occasionally it has some medicinal purposes. Now, both marijuana and hemp come from the same plant family, and that's called Cannabis sativa. It does contain many youth and health restoring compounds. That is, hemp contains many youth and health restoring compounds, and the most potent of them are the cannabinoids, or CBD for short. So because they contain these health-restoring and youth-restoring compounds, a lot of companies have now joined on the bandwagon to get products out there and try to explain them to the public. But what I found, even for myself, and I have a tremendous amount of knowledge about nutrition, if you get too wordy and keep going on and on, people just get confused, glassy-eyed, and say, I don't know what to do, and do absolutely nothing. So that's why I am delighted to share this information, and I want to thank you, Joyce, for giving me the opportunity to do that, because opioids, the pain-relieving drugs that people are taking, because billions of people are in pain and some in chronic pain every day of their lives, which is very, very sad, because not only is pain painful, being in pain leads to so many other problems, different health problems and depression and even suicide. And the opiates have become, they've actually become an addiction now. It is an epidemic, and it is very possible if enough people begin to recognize the usefulness of hemp and CBD that this can end and people can safely take care of their pain and health. So let me give you some background about hemp. First of all, it was banned from being produced in the United States in August of 1937 when Congress passed the Marijuana Tax Act. Yet they are two different plants, and they were incorrectly treated as if they were the same thing, even though the hemp plant had an amazing history until that time. It was used for almost 4,000 years by ancient physicians in Asia and India. And in America, according to the American medical journals from the 1700s, hemp seeds and roots were also used in the treatment of various conditions. Now, here's something that really shocked me. The first crop in many states was hemp. In Kentucky, over 40,000 tons was produced in 1850. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and other founding fathers grew hemp. And in fact, in the 17th and 18th centuries, it was illegal not to grow hemp. And in Virginia, you could be jailed for refusing to grow hemp from 1763 to 1769. Benjamin Franklin owned a paper mill that processed tons of hemp, and hemp was used for school books until the 1880s. It was legal to pay taxes with hemp in America from 1631 until the 1800s, and the first Bibles, maps, charts, Bessie Ross's flag, the first drafts of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were all made from hemp. And in fact, until the 1820s, when the cotton gin was introduced, most textiles, fabrics, clothes, linens, drapes, they were all made from hemp. And in 1916, the U.S. government predicted, incorrectly by the way, that by the 1940s, all paper would come from hemp and that no more trees would be cut down. Unfortunately, thanks to the greed of a few powerful men and for political reasons, this did not happen. But how wonderful it would be for our planet, because 1 acre of hemp equals 4.1 acres of trees. And as we know, trees are extremely important to our environment, and continually cutting them down is negatively affecting the environment and our planet.
That's extraordinary information that you could go to jail for not producing that. Wow.
Yeah, amazing. Well, today, the U.S. government has a patent entitled cannabinoids, which is CBD, as antitoxins and neuroprotectants. Antioxidants, fights free radicals in the body, which cause disease, and it protects the nervous system. That's what this means, and we're going to learn much more about that shortly, because it is these abilities that are part of the hemp plant, and particularly the most potent part, which is CBD. That is the most potent part of the hemp plant. But hemp itself actually contains protein and other nutrients. The CBD has these cannabinoids that are so powerful in helping to get over pain and many, many other things, which I'll be sharing with you. Now, in February 2014, the President and Congress signed a bill finally legalizing the farming of hemp. And after that, the production of hemp and CBD products began. And I've received dozens of what I consider to be far more than just information. I mean, two booklets of many kinds, some of them 20 and 30 pages about hemp and CBD, describing the amazing benefits of both of them. I want to tell you at this point that I have not yet used it. It is my intention, after rereading and studying the information that I'll be sharing with you, to begin to use it. I didn't see a specific reason. I wasn't particularly in pain that was not being relieved enough by other sources, and I didn't understand why this is such an important thing for health reasons. And when I carefully reread it, I realized that there is something very, very special about hemp and CBD. In the early 90s, I'm going to explain to you right now what it is. In the early 1990s, an award-winning chemist named Raphael Nachulon from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem discovered that humans and most animals have within their body a system that was just undiscovered until then, and yet it is now believed that this system, and when I say system, think of nervous system, immune system, circulatory system, another system that has been with us for 600 million years that we have been unaware of. It was not discovered until the 1990s, and it's called the endocannabinoid system, or ECS for short. Our brain, our nervous system, and entire body contains receptors for cannabinoids. Or let me say, so I don't have to say so many syllables, CBD. It contains these receptors. Now, what is the importance of this system? It is directly related to this goal, to maintain balance in the body, a physiological state known as homeostasis. Why is homeostasis so important? It is when the body is in balance, it is absolutely necessary for our survival, and it is now believed that many serious health problems may simply be the state of your body's inability to achieve this homeostasis or this balanced state. And as I said, there are receptors for cannabinoids all through our brain, nervous system, and body, but the amount that we personally, that is the human body, manufactures is much too few for what we need to deal with the stresses, the anxieties, the chemicals, the toxins, all of the things that throw our body out of homeostasis or out of balance, especially the emotional system. There's so many things that are going on in our world that is interfering with our ability to produce enough of these cannabinoids to actually keep this system operating at its fullest, at its best. And so we need to have a way of bringing these CBCs, CBDs, into our body and receiving them, because the receptors are in our body, so that we can go back to this state known as homeostasis, which is a balanced state, and that is primary to keeping us healthy.
Wow, this is extraordinary that we need it for a balanced state. This is all you see and hear about in the news today, but I think people are hearing it from that it's bad, bad, bad.
When you're saying that's all we're seeing in the news today, I'm sorry, I'm not clear on what you're referring to.
Like it's a problem, and you're giving the reasons why it's all so good. They're presenting it like it's much to be concerned about.
Oh, you mean to be concerned about hemp and CBD?
Right, right, right.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what the problem is. Because any new thing, and this is why I haven't used the product yet, is because any new thing that comes out, there are a lot of companies that will jump on the bandwagon and they will produce inferior products. Not only inferior, but in some states where there is not enough regulation by the companies themselves, they can even have some THC, the part that's addictive, and call it, you know, a healthy CBD product or a healthy hemp product, but they haven't taken enough care to produce a really good product that is safe. That's what the problem is. The problem is not with hemp and CBD. The problem is with manufacturers that are creating products that are not doing what they're supposed to do and, in fact, can become dangerous. So you're absolutely right. That is a problem. And that's why I want to clarify that the products themselves and the substances themselves are absolutely wonderful, not only safe, they have created tremendous amounts of good health for people and relieve pain. And I, since I decided to do this show, I've spoken to a few people who are using them, and they're in just delight. They do not give me permission to use their names, so I'm not. I just want to say one who told me she never slept soundly until she took this. And when I want to say sleeping pills that people take are not good for you because they interfere with a particular kind of sleep, the REM sleep that you're supposed to have, where your brain actually clears out a lot of junk that it's accumulated during the day. The sleeping pills interfere with that. Hemp or CBD does not interfere with that. It's perfectly safe. Another person told me that she had arthritic pains for years that have cleared up. And she said they'd only taken it for 2 weeks. She could feel a difference in 2 weeks after being in pain for years. So that's quite remarkable. Now, obviously, they're taking a good quality, and that's what the issue is. You want to take a good quality. Now, I am not in a position, maybe in the future, I can tell you, you know, which ones I know to be good quality. In fact, a friend of mine just opened a CBD, actually a friend of my daughter's, and he is a chemist. He actually opened a CBD store in a mall in upper state New York, and I did not get to talk to him about the product. What I got to talk to him about is the fact that people are coming in slowly because people are cautious, but they're coming back. He just opened it a couple of months ago. They're coming back for more, saying that it has made a difference. So that's personal things that I'm aware of. But until I understood what the issues were and understood why this product is so important, because nothing that I personally know of can affect this particular system, ECS, the system that causes the body to actually go towards homeostasis, that is the actual purpose of it. I did not understand why I should bother taking another supplement. But as I said, I do intend to.
That's very, very inspiring. If you're saying you intend to, a lot of us will take a second look at that too, because you have such credibility. Another thing that you have tremendous credibility is telling people and sharing with people why they should listen to this show every day. And here in your words, in the form of an extraordinary poem, is why.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the #1 internet radio show.
And folks, we ask that you participate with us in having that happen. Simply go to joycebarryandfriends.com, and right under my picture on the upper left on the homepage, it says follow. And simply by clicking on follow, you'll join the thousands of people around the world that follow us, so you will know about our guests, our shows, and our topics. So that's something you might want to do. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. That would be under Joyce Barry, my name. The show is Joyce Barry and Friends.com. So do become an avid listener and an avid follower, because you don't want to miss any of our shows. And the great thing is they're all archived. 8 years of shows, never missed a day. All in our archives, you can listen to 24/7. You can download them, play it in the car, put it on speaker and multitask. We just want you to enjoy our shows and get value out of them as well. Joyce Barry and Friends. And as I said, do become part of our Facebook family, our Twitter family, because we post it there as well. Okay, back to you, Beverly.
Okay, I want to tell you, I just want to add that this is a very unique show. I don't think there's anything like it on Blog Talk Radio and certainly anywhere else. Where a lot of sense, not only my program when I'm on, but the people that you have on, your guests, they make sense out of a lot of things that, you know, there's a lot of confusion about or the opinions about, and you really get a sense of what's so. This is a show that, I'm going to say the show itself, there's no hype. It's all truth, and you have some wonderful guests. So I'm going to say, aside from my shows, please, folks who are listening, just to put in a subject. If it has to do with health or personal development or even increasing finances, put in the subject and you'll find some shows coming up on the menu, because we've covered in, what is it, Joyce, 8 years?
8 years, but I want to say something. I shared about the upper left. What Beverly is talking about is on the upper right, a search bar, that if you put in Beverly Nadler, for example, all her shows will come up, and you only need click on them. Ted Siuba, one of our favorite guests, just put his name in, and all his shows will come up. Dr. Bernie Siegel, Dr. Eban Alexander, their shows will come up. Another way to do it, as Beverly was just referencing, is the topic. So if you put in happiness, stress, anxiety, and you click on that, anything as regards to those topics will come up. So the homepage, Joyce Barry and Friends, is a very good resource for you. I also want to take a moment at this time to recommend you check out BeverlyNadler.com, Beverly's personal website. Beverly, give them a reason to check that out.
It's an information research site. There's a lot of information on health, various the things, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual health, and also about one of my favorite subjects, which is universal laws, how things actually work in this world that we live in. It's also got pages of my poetry. It's got testimonials from people that have worked with me in my coaching, which is I coach on how to reprogram the subconscious mind and actually get more of what you want. And there are a lot of information that you'll find helpful in your physical, emotional, and health life, plus the fact that you can click on my books and see if these are books that would interest you. There is a link for them. And I believe that if you are interested in, you know, your own personal and health involvement, they probably will interest you. So thank you for that, Joyce. Hopefully people will look more into these shows and will go into my website. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you for sharing that about your site. Okay, to continue on, what else do you want to share? I found the most interesting that you're looking forward to trying it out. I certainly will, if you will. I will as well.
Well, what I want to give you now is what some of the people who are in the medical field and different universities have to say about this. There's a doctor, Ethan Russo. He's a pioneer in the field of cannabinoids, and he actually coined the term clinical endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome to describe the phenomenon, and concluded that nearly every type of pain could be relieved by supplementing with CBD. That's one doctor. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, you may have seen him on the Dr. Oz show. He's off and on. He's the CNN chief medical correspondent on CBD. And he said, we have been terribly and systematically misled for nearly 70 years in the United States, and I apologize for my own role in that. I apologize because I didn't look hard enough until now. I didn't review papers from smaller labs in other countries doing some remarkable research on CBD and hemp, and I was too dismissive of the loud chorus of legitimate patients whose symptoms improved. And that's from a very well-recognized doctor. The Huffington Post reported that uninterrupted sleep, and they're talking about uninterrupted sleep, what it can do, how bad it is for you, and that when you're taking CBD, you can balance your brain in such a way that you will have perfect sleep. So that comes from the Huffington Post, and of course, it's been written by several authorities. According to Harvard Medical School, once viewed only as symptoms, and sleep symptoms may actually contribute to psychiatric disorders, and CBD helps assure a good night's sleep. The Institute of Psychiatry confirms that CBD is an effective natural antidepressant. And this is according to a study published by that institute. It offers great psychiatric potential, including using it as an antidepressant. Researchers at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, where they actually discovered that there is a system within our own body that is made for the purpose of receiving CBD, says, chronic inflammation has been known to play a key role in the development of insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes, and researchers believe that the anti-inflammatory and other properties of CBD could treat this and therefore improve the body's metabolism. At Stanford University, they reported 83% reduction in seizures. CBD has proven to be widely effective for children with epilepsy. This is a groundbreaking survey published in Epilepsy and Behavior and compiled from 18 different parents who use CBD to treat their child's severe epilepsy. And this is what they found. And in fact, I did read in Reader's Digest also that it has been proven that it actually does work for seizures. Reader's Digest also has some other interesting points that I didn't see anywhere else. And one of them is that even though the legal restrictions are fading out, it's not completely, hemp is not completely legal yet. In Idaho, Nebraska, and South Dakota, CBD is still outlawed. And in states where marijuana is legal for medicinal or recreational use, it is legal in some places for that, the products can be made from marijuana and they might contain more than the legal limit of THC. So this is one of the reasons that I mentioned you need to be careful of what type and where you're getting your CBD or your hemp from. Now, the difference between hemp and CBD, CBD is a component of hemp. Hemp contains other things, other nutrients also. And hemp, as I mentioned at the very beginning, has been used for so many different products, and it was used instead of paper until, and I'm not sure exactly when that ended, but at any rate, in the 17th, 18th, and then 19th centuries, they were used for paper and for, you know, for cloth and things. There is, hemp contains a lot of protein. Some of the manufacturers of products that are raving about the products and have a lot of testimonials from real people, and I say real people because they have their pictures and their names, and so I believe when you can get people to give you their pictures, they're usually real testimonials, and people are very excited about it, that are having results. But it comes in many different forms, and some forms will work better with some people than others. It comes as a liquid, comes as a tincture that's placed under the tongue. You can also smoke it in a vape pen. You can buy pills. They also come in gel capsules, also come in creams. And something else that's kind of interesting, which does not interest me, but I find it interesting, is that there are CBD-infused products, such as they call it bath bombs, things you put into your bath, ice cream, cocktails, and coffee, none of which would interest me personally, but I thought that was quite something. And the total sales are estimated to top $1 billion by 2020, which is probably why financial advisors are telling people to get on the bandwagon. But, of course, again, which company do you choose? That's something I could not possibly advise anybody on. Now, Consumers Report survey said that 26% of Americans, as of this was the July-August issue of 2019, says that 26% of Americans have tried CBD, and the majority of users say it helped them with anxiety, with pain, with sleep, and other issues. So it is 26% is actually a large percentage of the population, and it's just really, truly, really just getting started.
Just getting started. Nothing like being in at the beginning and being at the forefront, and the key is to know what you're doing. I just want to give you folks a caution. like with that, with anything, to be careful of getting addicted to anything. It could be pain meds, it could be that, any of those things, alcohol, drugs. So while we're on the topic of this, I'm just sure somewhere there could be an addictive element to it, so be careful. So I want to share with you something I found that really hits it home. It's called A Letter from Your Disease. Hello, fellow addicts. I am your disease. I will never let you sleep or put your mind at ease. I will always be here no matter where you go. I am smarter than you, and I am in control. Family, friends, and loved ones, they won't matter anymore. I'll take everything you got and still want something more. I was there for you in the good times, but mostly in the bad. I've made you feel so happy, but in the end, you were always sad. You will lie to everyone and say that I ain't real, but if that's the case, why can't you put down the pill? I come in many forms and sizes and shapes. Then following comes denial, deceit, and lies. I will turn you from everyone that tries to take you from me. Together we will spend all eternity. I'll embrace you in my arms, and I'll never set you free. Spend our life together. That won't make you happy. So when you think I'm gone and you finally be at ease, just remember that I'll always be your disease. Why did I share that? Because no matter what it is, and it could be good stuff too, addiction is something I want to caution you on. The only good thing that it's really good to be addicted to is listening to our show every day. Back to you, Beverly.
I appreciate you sharing that poem. It leads me to something else. According to the World Health Organization, CBD is non-addictive, which means it could be an alternative to habit-forming opiate drugs. In their new book, Cannabis and CBD for Health and Wellness, Eliza Sherman and Juliana Chin, DO, which are doctors of osteopathy, in case you're not sure what those numbers, what those letters mean, we believe someday cannabis will be in everyone's medicine chest like it used to be. I guess used to be in 4,000 years ago or maybe a few thousand years ago. It's interesting that you shared that poem because it isn't addictive. However, you can purchase products, as I said, by some companies, which because it's not regulated, that they may have too much of the addictive substance THC in it. A 2017 Journal of the American Medical Association analysis reported that almost 70% of products sold online do not contain the amount of CBD stated on the label. So they're suggesting that you look for companies that test their products and share the results. And I guess that would come from actually when you find a product, looking it up online to see if they have any special things that they can tell you about how they've been tested. Apparently, there's not a problem if you're using topical CBD, and according to this article also, they are certified. There were those that are sold in Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS that certify their products are lab-tested for quality and purity. So you might want to look for that if you're thinking about using this. And after, as I said, everything that I have read on it and understanding the reason for it, I will be using my own ability to test products for myself and the form that I want to use before I use it. But I definitely intend to, because nothing is more important to your health and to relieving pain than being in a state of homeostasis. That's the balance in the body. And when you're in that state, you don't have disease, you don't have illness, you don't have fatigue. When you're in a balanced state, you are calm and yet you are motivated. You have energy. You feel healthy. You're vibrant. All of these things and all of these various diseases that are become so common now, whether we're talking about cancer, heart disease, arthritis, asthma, all of the diseases, nervous system, all of these, fibromyalgia, which are very painful, these things cannot exist in a body that is in a state of balance. But I'd like to say something else, which I feel is important. If you're taking one of these CBD or hemp products, keep in mind that they do not take the place of good diet. They do not take the place of exercise. They do not take the place of having enough vitamins and minerals, preferably from natural sources. We have done on this show, Joyce Barry and Friends, many shows on particular things that you can and in fact should be doing in order to keep yourself healthy. But what I have found is that many people, including myself, are doing so many of these things, and yet there are times when we too are out of balance. And if hemp or CBD, and it's the CBD in the hemp that makes the difference, can affect this new, it's not a new system, it's only newly discovered, the endocannabinoid system, if that can affect that, then we're really, we're in a way of increasing not only health, but reducing a tremendously terrible episode and epidemic and addiction to the opiate drugs, and CBD is not addictive.
And folks, I'm going to take a moment and give you some magical keys for your good health. The Magical Keys, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue, then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more. Kudos to Ted Siuba for taking my original poems and setting it to such upbeat music. Beverly, I suspect you have a wonderful poem as well.
I have a poem. Yes. It's a poem that it really talks about the power that we have to create our lives. But I'd like to share a few more real testimonials from real people so that you get a better sense of what CBD and hemp can do if you have that system that I'm talking about, that 600 million year old system that they just discovered in the 1990s actually functioning properly, because it can relieve joint pain, inflammation, neuropathy, other pains in your nerves, sore muscles and joints, fibromyalgia, diabetic pain, migraine headaches, insomnia, anxiety, depression. All of these things are possible. And here are some real live people and what they have to say. And as I said, I cannot use their names, but I see their names and their pictures. My energy is incredible. I'm also much more alert and far less stressed. This is another of my pain. I had terrible pain of neuropathy in my legs and feet, burning and tingling all day long. Painkillers didn't even work, and so now I've been just a few weeks on one of these products, and most of the pain is gone. No burning, no numbness. Another man, I feel much less anxiety. I fall asleep easier. I feel calm during the day. Another, I'm more upbeat, much sharper, and easier time remembering things. He said, over the last few years, I had become more forgetful, but I'm much sharper now. Another man stating, it has made a real difference in both my mental and physical well-being. I feel more alert. I have much more energy. Another one saying, I look much younger than my age. I'm 66, and I've been told I look closer to 50. I play in a senior golf league where they break up divisions by age, and they put me in with all the younger guys until I told them my real age. So those are some of a few of the real testimonials from real people. And again, you do need to know that you're getting a product that has been maybe some certification. I suggest you talk to people. Perhaps you can even go online in your group and ask the people who have used the products and what products they've used, because you do want to get a product that you know has been tested and is likely to work for you. And again, it'd be like anything else that we do and take, you might say, well, this one, it didn't work. Try a different product by a different company, because there's just so much evidence that this is something that can literally change the face of disease and pain in our world. And now
okay.
I shall share. Go ahead.
Your poem, go ahead. No, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I shall share it. And again, it's about you. You have the power in your hands. And in fact, it's called Success is in Your Hands. Success, my friends, being anything that you want to be successful with. Success is in your hands, my friend. Never should you fear. Success is in your heart and mind. Never should you despair. You're part of a great purpose, my friend, and when you understand it, you'll thank the power that created you and live the way it planned it. Success is in your hands, my friend. Open your eyes and see it. Success is in your heart and mind. Faith will help you free it. You're part of all that lives and breathes. One spirit flows through all things. With the endless sea and glorious sky, abundance is what spirit brings. Yes, success is in your hands, my friend. It's coming closer every day. Success is stirring within your soul. You can feel it now. You're on your way.
Wow, that is awesome. That is really, really awesome. And I appreciated your sharing the success of the people that have validated these products. So that was really good. It was when I heard those testimonials, I said, I got to try it. So you lead the way and I will follow. What message do you want to leave our audience?
I want to leave us with the knowledge that there is, in spite of the things that go wrong in life, you're living in a world of, you know, positive and negative, there's so much that goes right. And you are here with the ability to choose how you want to live your life. Things are out there to really, truly help you. And I believe that what we've talked about today is something that is definitely part of that.
Gotcha. I want to thank you for that, and I want to leave you folks with the message that if you took all this in, if you got value from it, when are you going to put it into practice? And if not now, when? That's my question to you. Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication to get wealthy? It's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? So, folks, many of you know I am a life coach, and I always pose that question to my clients, if not now, when? And the one thing I do hear a lot that I don't want to hear at all, the most common answer, so, folks, are you a part of the pool that has as a common answer that you will get to it someday? If so, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? If not right now, when? I can't wait to go out and try it. As they said in the famous movie, I'll have what she's having. So I can't wait to hear your results with that and what exactly you bought. Folks, I want to leave you with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, go out and create those miracles. Do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. Pay it backward. Make someone happy today. And we want to make you happy today and every day. So we invite you to laugh along with us, sing along with us, and dance along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day.
Wow.
And listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Wow.